The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a Midlands town has been left reeling by the loss of three young people in a horror two-vehicle crash in Spain that has also left a man fighting for life in hospital. The three people who lost their lives have been named locally as Amy McCullough, her brother-in-law, Mark McCullough, and his partner, Michaela Newcomb. We are joined on the line by Father Norman Allred, a priest based in Mullingar, and Robert Troy, Fianna Fáil TD for Longford Westmead and Minister of State at the Department of Finance. Minister, I might start with you first. I think you're aware, that the family in Mullingar, this is a terrible tragedy that has come to the area.
It is an awful tragedy, and first and foremost, our thoughts and prayers are with the family, with the three families. It must have been just a horrendous phone call to have received yesterday evening to say that their family member was involved in a road traffic accident and there was a number of fatalities. I know one family particularly well. They're from my home village of Banlacarrigy. I spoke to the mother of the girl who lost her life in that accident, and understandably, she was just inconsolable, heartbroken. It is any parent's worst nightmare to get that phone call. So the families are grieving, and I know the Department of Foreign Affairs, through our embassy in Spain, is providing all consular assistance that they can to try and help the families as they embrace the next steps of what needs to be done. And it is a very, very difficult 24 hours for the families, and it has extended a dark cloud over the wider community of Mullingar, indeed my home village of Banlacarrigy, where one of the families is from.
And obviously, the situation exacerbated even more by the fact that the other person in the car is currently fighting for his life.
Yeah, it's just a real bad tragedy. When this two couples went on holidays last Friday, no one would have envisaged what would happen a couple of days later. And it's just how someone's life can be turned on its head in a split second, and how a family's life has been turned on its head with one phone call. We can't help but, you know, keep them in our prayers, keep them in our thoughts. This is going to be a difficult time for them for the foreseeable future, and they need to know that their neighbours, their friends and their wider family is there to support them. And I know from my own community, it's a small area in Banlacarrigy, very community orientated, and they will rally around that family, as I know they will in Mullingar also, to show that there is people who care, who want to support them and help them through what are unbelievably dark days.
No doubt. Robert Troy, Fianna Fáil TD for Longford Westmead, Minister of State at the Department of Finance. Thank you indeed for talking to us tonight. Let's bring in Father Norman Allred, who is based in Mullingar. Father Norman, there must be just a huge sense of shock in the area.
When I came to the country, I was told by one of the natives that the Irish live in each other's shadows. And clearly, everybody in the town at this point and further around in the area, because of the network, are all living in each other's shadow, this shadow, and trying to seek ways to help each other, comfort each other for the loss, and pray for Ian for his recovery. So with that in mind, Holy Lord, Almighty and Eternal God, hear our prayers for your servants, Amy and Michaela and Mark, whom you have called out of this world. Forgive their sins and failings and give them a place of refreshment, light, and peace. Let them pass unharmed through the gates of death to dwell with the blessed in light. Lord, comfort their family in their sorrow and loss. Be their refuge and strength, O Lord. Most closely, Lord, hold your child Ian Bring him through his injuries with healing and solace for his broken heart, and lift him into the peace and light of your presence. Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, has, by dying, has destroyed our death and rising, restored our life. Enable us, therefore, to press on toward him, holding and helping each other. Amen.
You are in the parish, I imagine, rallying around people who know the family, who love the family, who care for the family.
It's on everybody's lips. Father, do you know what happened? Do you know what's going on? And yes, as information has opened out and we know who we're praying for and why, the hospital called me to lead a prayer service because Amy's family are closely connected. Yeah, it's on everybody's lips and in everybody's heart, and will be, because this process will tend to prolong itself more than many deaths and many injuries. And of course, we're holding Ian very close because his recovery will be difficult and probably long. God help him.
And I know, I imagine, as is always the way in Ireland, people, I imagine, will rally around those most affected, the family and those who love the family. They will rally around and support them.
They do. There are lots of candles lit in the cathedral today.
Okay. Father, thanks indeed for talking to us. Father Norman Allred there, a priest based in Mullingar. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.